Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. This morning, my guest is Randy Gillespie, who's the Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Expanco. Randy, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Good to be with you. We ran some news last week on FloridaDaily. Sounds like a company, RPM International, has purchased Expanco. Is that right?
That's correct.
Why don't we talk a little bit through this? First, tell us a little bit about the history of Expanco.
Expanco itself was originally a cork company, an offshoot of the Armstrong cork company back in the 40s. And through the years and through family ownership, it arrived to a point where Paul DeJulius and I purchased the company in 2006.
So you bought it from Armstrong?
It wasn't a direct purchase from Armstrong. The family at the time worked for Armstrong and acquired the cork portion of it when they created Linoleum.
Okay. Now, the whole time you've owned it, you've kind of added on to it. So it was originally just cork, but you've added a recycled rubber component and then a combination component and then also a terrazzo tile component, right?
Yes. The terrazzo tile is a separate division called Fritz Tile.
Okay. All right. So as part of this acquisition, you and Paul have been bought out, right?
That's correct.
But you continue to work for RPM.
Yes. I signed a long-term employment agreement with RPM.
Okay. And what was the motivation behind the transaction?
They made an attractive offer, and Paul and I decided it would be good for the company to become what we wanted it to become. Having that type of capital behind it was attractive. I mean, we do care about the business and the people, and with the capital that RPM has available to build and hyperactivate a company like Expanco, it met all of our goals.
All right. So can you tell us a little bit about RPM?
I'll tell you what I do know about them. They're a publicly traded company. With revenue exceeding $4 billion. They own a lot of major brands. They typically will buy a company and let them operate independently and just hyperactivate them with capital.
Okay.
So some of the brand names that people may be familiar with, Rust-Oleum, Carboline, DAP, D-A-P, Caulking, they own that company. There's about 200 brands that they own.
Okay.
And they're based out of Medina, Ohio.
All right. Sounds like they're a little bit like a private equity firm that focuses in the building materials business. Is that right?
I guess you could say that, yes.
You're headquartered in Exton, Pennsylvania, and you'll stay there, right?
Yes, we'll remain in this building, and the staff, everybody pretty much remains the same. There's not a lot of changes going on there.
And you continue to have manufacturing down in Mesquite, Texas?
That's correct. That's where our Fritz tile is made.
So, and you put in your release that at the time of the transaction, you guys were doing over $12 million in sales, right?
Yes.
I guess the plan now is for you to grow at a faster rate that you've been growing. Is that right?
Yes.
Randy, what do you see on the horizon for Expanco now that they're owned by RPM?
Well, historically, RPM hasn't really interfered with the overall goals of the company that they acquired. Most companies they acquire are already good, solid products, good, solid brands. Just they see opportunity by able to pump capital into these type of companies, they can realize a lot more increased revenue quicker, and they can take advantage of that. So what I see in the future for Expanco is the resilient flooring division to improve dramatically in the inventory levels that are available of all the products, because we'll be able to capitalize that. We'll be able to do better and quicker product development to expand the current lines faster than Paul and I could do it. So that's in plan. And then on the Fritz Tile side, we're in the process of moving the factory right now. So that's completely funded and able to move even quicker on the factory move and then start or continue to build inventory and develop the Fritz Tile line. The plant is in Mesquite. It's just a mile down the road from where it currently is.
I see. Okay. All right, so if you look at those three, if you just kind of categorize those as three different categories, you have cork, recycled rubber. I know you have a combination product in there, and then you also have the terrazzo. Which one of those products do you think offers the most opportunity for growth?
The Fritz tile.
Okay, interesting. Because it's an opportunity to have the terrazzo look without actually having to do it on site, right?
That's correct. And it has been installed successfully since 1959, so we have projects that, you know, attest to the value of the product. It's lower maintenance than standard terrazzo tile. It has an acoustic value equal to half-inch cork. So the maintenance and the acoustical value of the product really make it attractive to a lot of different commercial environments, whether it be healthcare or education. We're expanding into all these other areas where we were primarily and just in schools. But the acoustical portion of it is a really interesting part because it does have such a high STC and IIC rating. Like I said, it's like having underlayment, but you don't have to invest in that.
Okay. So it's a hard surface product with some properties of soft surface materials.
That's correct.
Okay, interesting. Let me ask you just one more quick question about cork. You know, when we look at the different countries out there that sell cork and you look at the per capita usage, you know, we've noticed that in the United States it's been a little bit slow for adoption than you see in some European countries. Is that still the case, or are we seeing an uptick in cork?
I think you're going to see what appears to be an uptick in cork, and it's mostly the visual because they're moving into printed products now. So we don't deal with the printed product, like the engineered floors that look like cork or whatever you want to print on it now. So they're seeing an increase in, they call that cork flooring because it has a cork visual, where at Expanco, our growth has been in the half-inch or 12-millimeter thick homogeneous cork flooring. But we're doing a lot of historical renovation. We're doing a lot of new construction just because these are the floors you see pictures of that have lasted 80 to 100 years. It's a half-inch thick material. We just introduced Heirloom, which is the name of our half-inch thick cork line, and those sales have already exceeded our previous cork sales of all patterns.
Okay, I see. Randy, I appreciate you spending time with us. I want to talk to you about this acquisition. Again, we've been talking to Randy Gillespie, who's the Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Expanco, which is now owned by RPM International. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDeli.net.